Okay, well, we're gonna do a dive into Midrash. I'm just curious, how many people have never done any Midrash at all?
Oh.
You?
I'm not sure. Have we ever been to any Midrash groups?
Okay, wonderful. So I'm not going to tell you how to do this, except to just say, dive into your heart. Skip the theological interpretations of this. And Lynn and I were thinking this morning, after the angel of death gave us the morning chapel, that this might be a nice sort of description of that. This here is one of my recent images. It has nothing to do with this, but it speaks to me about the state of what we're in, this sort of darkness, and then the logos arising behind us, this beauty. So that's just for fun. And this might be an aboriginal form of thinking about Midrash, which is that it's these points of spiraling, each of you are these points of spiraling, and that as you go around the circle, these connections start to form, these understandings start to arise. So maybe that's one way to think about Midrash. There are many ways that we can think about it. And in fact, before you leave, we have a handout that we will give you. We don't intend you to read it right now. As you all know, Ben insists on handouts, so we created a handout for you. Okay, so let's just jump in. And basically, why don't you start the circle, and you start the circle, and Anne, you can start the circle, so you go that way. And then you just keep going around. And from time to time, I may ring the bell and ask a question or prompt you or not, depending on how it's going.
I saw the Lord with the eye of my heart, and I said, "Who are you?" And God answered me, "You, Al-Halaj." I saw the Lord with the eye of my heart, and I said, "Who are you?" God answered me, "You, I saw the Lord with the eye of my heart, and I said, "Who are you?" And God answered me, "I am you."
Let's just start with a simple question, what do you see? And as I remember, remind you, a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph, but not pages or chapters. So respond, so start.
All three groups,
yeah. I remind you, go in the circle, and when you're done, you say thank you.
Thank you.
So just a little suggestion that as you look at this, you also feel into your body how this is touching your heart, your belly, your hands. See if there's wisdom that comes not through, so that the seeing can drop into the heart. But let yourself be where you are. That's the whole point here, is to just stay present. So one of the things that we would do if we had more time, but so I'm just going to drop it in, is what happens now as you twin what you're sensing about the image with this verse. You know, what is arising now about your understanding? And if that's not relevant to you, don't bother with the question. Something twice or more if you want to. So let's just check in and see where you are now. It's interesting to compare where you were when you sat down and maybe where you are now. So just a word or two.
Comfort.
I can't hear that.
Oh, to you?
Say it to the whole group.
Oh, comfort.
Colors of hope.
Colors of hope. I'll repeat that.
Wonder.
Wonder.
Transcendent.
Transcendent.
Connecting.
Gratitude.
Calm.
Holy.
Light.
Beauty.
Grounded.
Psychedelic.
What was that?
Message received.
Angel of darkness.
I should read that poem. The angel of darkness.
It's okay. The angel of darkness within the darkness within the lightness of love.
Oh, thank you very much. What else?
Blessed assurance.
Curious.
Known.
It's all connected.
The all-seeing eye.
And it's not your mother. So I just want to show you something that came to me while I was looking at it. I wondered why I had left the rectangle. You can see the edge of the rectangle. And, you know, I often erase the edges of things, but I didn't. I erased up to the edge. And what I realized when I was listening to you is that, in a sense, that's the veil, the remains of the veil that gets burned away as we do the inner work. So it hasn't all gone yet. Right, which is our state. So I kind of like that. Anything else? Did you have fun?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, let's bring this to a close. We'll spend just a moment or two in silence.